New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 2,338 and a low of 1,176 note. Not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health says mask mandates will be removed by the end of March as long as positive public health trends continue. Dr. Kieran Moore says the province can only mandate masking for so long, with the risk from COVID-19 decreasing. He says Ontario has a very high vaccination rate, hospitalizations have been declining, and he believes the worst is behind us. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported at 2:45 p.m. today. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3:25 p.m. on March 3, 239,932 tested, 5,334 confirmed asterisk note. As of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 615, 3, active cases asterisk note. The number in brackets are cases in a non-Algoma resident currently in the region. 10 currently hospitalized, 4,719 resolved, 34 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK. B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India. P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 4,369 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 541 in Central and East Algoma, 203 in Elliott Lake and area, 221 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of March 2 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 Dec. 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 3,084 cumulative positives, 3,173 cumulative recovered, 27 deaths, 2 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 3:30 p.m. on March 3, population coverage percent of total population that has received at least one dose 84.8%, percent of total population that have received at least two doses 81.1%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that has received at least one dose 88.5%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that have received at least two doses 84.6%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least one dose 91.1%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least two doses 88.7%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least three doses 61.3%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that have received at least one dose 84.4%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that has received at least two doses 81.0%, percent of child population, 5 to 11, that have received at least one dose 59.6%. APH reported cases this week, 29 new active cases, no new hospitalizations reported on February 27. Regions 32, 33 COVID-related deaths reported on February 28. Hospitalizations decrease, 64 new active cases reported on March 1. Regions 34th COVID-related death reported on March 2. Hospitalizations decrease, 50 new cases reported on March 3. Regions 35th COVID-related death reported on March 4. She was a sitting duck in there. Former Sioux resident dies after contracting COVID in hospital. Joyce Coet was seemingly on the rebound after undergoing cancer treatment. Then, COVID-19 changed all of that. Two Algoma basketball games canceled due to COVID protocols. A pair of women's games, scheduled for Friday and Saturday in St. Catharines, were canceled. Disciplinary hearings begin for Sudbury police officer charged for refusing to show proof of vax. Melissa Rincourt was arrested for resisting a peace officer and trespassing after refusing to show proof of vaccination at the Espanola Rec Center on September 26. Chamber CEO calls for patience as some businesses may choose to keep vaccine passport in place. On Tuesday, the province lifted requirements for vaccine passports and capacity limits at businesses like restaurants and gyms, but some may choose to keep them in place for now. City lifts proof of vaccination, indoor capacity limits, March 1, changes take effect today. Border measures to change as travel restrictions begin to ease, CBSA, February 28, changes take effect today. Pat King worries about catching COVID-19 in an overcrowded jail. Lawyer representing the former Saltite warns about King's risk of getting jailhouse COVID. Investigation probes live streams of Pat King's bail hearing, February 26. Crown assigns investigator to look into allegations that King supporter Carrie Comix can be seen in the background of an illegal live feed.